B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a week-closing episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the start of the LCS season proper. EA is still going to make Star Wars games, unfortunately. And ActiBlizz posts $8 billion in profit, but still won't give you the games you actually want. And we close today's show with Black video game character Jeopardy. It's Black History Month, and I am about to be very disappointed. That's going to be everything coming up on today's Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey, y'all, what's going on? Your host, Norris Howard, here alongside Callie Scales in studio. Chad Callahan coming to us in Yagd, as we used to say in Final Fantasy 12. He's back at the
What's
crib.
What's Yagd mean?
In Yagd. It just basically means like you're out in the wild. You're out in the wild.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all Chad right. Chad is out in the wild because we had a massive blizzard that seemingly hit out of nowhere last Legit. Night here in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, we sure did.
Chad is snowed in, but that's because he lives where there's barely civilization. And so we here in the city proper in the inner ring suburbs actually got our streets plowed. So Callie and I were here promptly and able to bring you the show. But anyway, Chad, are you okay? I heard you almost passed the hell out shoveling your snow. You okay?
I forgot how hard it is to, you know, do any effort whatsoever in general. So I need to work out again. It's a problem. I did that this morning and I was winded after like, I don't know, 5 swipes of my shovel. And I was like, this is
Chad,
the
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest. I don't have any empathy for you. That's pathetic. You should be able to do that.
I don't have empathy for me either. I'm heavily irritated. Like when there's an old lady next door who's shoveling faster than me, I was like, oh God, this is a real problem.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Callie, did you have to do any snow removal?
No, you know what? This year we paid for it.
Because you're smart.
The house got together and said, you know what? There's a service that'll do it for $500 for the whole season.
Really?
Yep. They'll do the whole season for $500. They show up with like, I don't know how to describe them. They're leaf blowers that are flamethrowers, actually.
What if it doesn't
that's
snow?
That's pretty sweet.
You've spent $500.
Yeah, but you know what? What if this happens? Yay. Then you've spent $500
this
well.
Is insurance.
Yeah,
this
is
essentially what insurance
I'd
is.
I'd rather just snow blow it myself. I have a snow blower. I would just
That's fair. I have a really long driveway and it's a pain. No, I don't want to do it.
Anyway, enough Midwest tales.
Yeah, right.
We are here to talk about some video games. So here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right. Well, tonight is the night we kick off the LCS season officially. The lock-in tournament, of course, is our preseason, but the actual spring split kicks off tonight. Some matches to draw your attention to. The first match of the season is going to be TSM versus FlyQuest at 6 o'clock Eastern time tonight.
Wow. I never TSM versus FlyQuest, two teams that made Worlds last year, and I do not care.
No, it's not
I
the
don't
match.
Care.
It's not at all the match of the night. I think there are two matches that I'm really paying attention to tonight because, first of all, 6 p.m. is WandaVision time, so not going to be watching LCS at that time.
Yeah.
But at 8 o'clock, we have Evil Geniuses versus 100 Thieves, which is a match
fun.
I absolutely want to see. And again, right, following up at 9 o'clock, we've got Golden Guardians versus Cloud9.
See, I'm excited for both those, and here's why. 100 Thieves versus EG, two teams on the rise.
Yep.
The stock of both those teams, I think, has risen over the lock-in tournament, as well as some of the moves they made in the offseason.
Yep.
100 Thieves looks to be the surprise team of the season, to be the team that really kind of comes out of nowhere and does well.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of Cloud9 versus Golden Guardians, we know we got two rookies in Iconic and, what's the other kid's name? Niles.
Yeah.
That are on GG coming from the college scene, which you guys know I follow very closely because of our show Checkpoint on Campus. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to the LCS season. Last season, I was really down on the LCS. I really did not care to watch a lot of it. Because it was kind of it was a foregone conclusion, especially that you know, spring split. It was really boring because everybody kind of knew what was going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen this split, so yeah. I'm excited.
I think 100 Thieves is the team that interests me the most, at least in week one here, mainly because of who they're playing. They're playing EG, and I think they have a really interesting opportunity ahead of them. If they can beat EG on Friday, then they've got matches against CLG and Dignitas on Saturday and Sunday.
They could get out to 3-0.
Yeah, starting off the season 3-0 would be a nice little statement for that organization that has struggled the last couple of years.
I agree, and I'm really happy for the sort of comeback story of somebody like Demonte, who was on Clutch Gaming, got so close to the promised land and making Worlds, I want to say maybe 3 years ago, or 2 years ago.
Demonte was like the darling of the LCS.
Yeah, for a while, you know, one of the star mid laners. Clutch Gaming gets sold. Golden Guardians doesn't do so well. He gets bussed back down to Academy. And then he gets picked back up by 100 Thieves along with the rest of his former GG teammates. I think his story's great, and I want him to be very successful this season. So 100 Thieves looks good, but
we'll see.
Golden Guardians, Evil Geniuses looks good, too.
EA has confirmed officially that they will be continuing to develop Star Wars franchises and the IPs that they've already started, which shouldn't surprise anybody. They made a fortune on them. So I would say this. I'm excited for more Fallen Order. I'm less excited for more Battlefront.
I guess.
You didn't even like Fallen Order. You suck.
I'm struggling with Fallen Order. I'm telling you, the battle system could be better.
That is wrong.
I love the battle system.
I give that game to anybody else, and I guarantee it would have been just a little bit better. Just it would have felt better. There's just something a bit off.
What is wrong with you?
I admit it might have been a little better if From Software made it. Since that's what they're trying to copy.
Actually, I disagree. I actually think this is one of the games that I can't envision too many people doing it better. I can't. I thought the combat system was pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was a nice blend between what was done before with like Jedi Outcast and Dark Souls. Because if you play it on easy, it's Jedi Outcast.
It's the Force Unleashed.
Yeah, you throw your lightsaber everywhere. You kill everything in 2 hits. Nobody cares. But you play it on even normal.
Yeah.
And it's a really satisfying game in terms of the combat. Chad, I have no idea what you're talking about. Your opinion on this is bad.
Nah, I've gotten a couple people agreeing with me on this.
Those people are bad. Just because you got two people doesn't mean all y'all can't collectively be stupid.
That's how QAnon works, man. Just because a couple people agree with you doesn't make it true.
Exactly. You know what? That's what it is.
I feel like I'm getting bombarded, just like people from QAnon would do. So I'm just saying.
Listen, I am. This is bittersweet because I agree. I want another Fallen Order game.
I just don't want another Battlefront game.
I really don't want EA to do anything else,
no,
to be honest with you.
You have a winner in Fallen Order. Keep doing those.
Yeah.
Activision Blizzard posted an $8 billion year in
2020. Word to Call of Duty!
I couldn't help but think.
Call of Duty money.
Yeah, it's a lot of Call of Duty money. We also got word on an investor call that Overwatch 2, Diablo 4, not happening this year.
What did I tell y'all? I told y'all, listen to me. I told y'all 2 days ago that when BlizzCon Online or whatever it was.
BlizzCon Line.
Whatever. That when they announced the schedule, I told y'all prepare to be disappointed, right? And I don't care if they announced this thing for January 2022. They said they're not even adding new content to the game until Overwatch 2. So get ready for another year of Overwatch with absolutely nothing. Listen, in the immortal words of one of our best poets, Jay-Z, okay? In the immortal words of Grey Hova, all right? They've gone from top 10 to not mentioned at all, okay? Blizzard is doing everything in their power to be a company that is easy to hate.
Yeah, Blizzard really needs a win this year, like, badly. A Diablo 4 would have been a great win. Like, that could have been an awesome win.
Ain't happening.
It's so disappointing to hear. I mean, I get that it's COVID, but that's so disappointing to hear.
I mean, listen.
That being said, this gives me pause to think that maybe, yes, we won't see a Diablo or an Overwatch, but is there a new IP?
They have to have something for BlizzCon Online. Otherwise, they wouldn't hold the event if they don't have something interesting to announce. So,
and it better not be a mobile game. That's all I'm saying.
It might be a new IP. That would be interesting. I'm going to hold my fingers crossed for StarCraft. I wouldn't count on it.
I'm just saying, Activision Blizzard is becoming so condemnable.
Yeah.
Because you can't have an investor call where you talk about we've had our most successful year in our company's history, and then last year you have record bonuses being given to your CEOs
and cutting employees
and then also having a geopolitical nightmare on your hands when it came to, you know, Hong Kong. All this stuff has happened to Blizzard and none of it has been positive press. You needed a win this year. Even if you said we put out Overwatch 2 or Diablo 4 at the end of the year, listen, we will be patching the hell out of this thing, whatever. Give it to the people this year.
Yeah.
Because the people who have rolled for Overwatch so hard and the Overwatch League so hard have been so burned by this company over the past year. This is a nightmare.
Now, as we sit here railing on them, their stock is up 12%. So,
listen, great. I don't care. I'm not an investor.
I agree.
I'm a consumer. Yep. Okay? And this is what I want from them, to put out video games.
give me something to play.
You're a video game company.
All right. Last thing, we're not going to talk about this for too long, but tonight is the Final Fantasy XIV showcase announcement. If you want to check it out, Norris and I are going to be doing a watch along on our Twitch channel tonight. That's at twitch.tv/checkpointxp.
I think we'll put it up at about 8-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll get the alert, Eastern the push time. Notification, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, their stream will go live probably a little bit before then.
Yep.
But we want to get on, let people filter in. We'll have a good old time talking about some FF14. It has been a long time since Callie and I have had such fun with this game.
We didn't get to do the last Fan Fest, right?
Exactly.
Like we missed the 2018 Fan Fest. It would have been 2018 for Shadowbringers, right?
No, we went to FanFest. We had a party.
Never mind. We didn't miss a FanFest.
We didn't miss it.
We missed a big event.
It was supposed to be a FanFest this year.
Oh, my God. Time is a freaking concept. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense anymore.
Excuse me, 2020. It was supposed to be a FanFest 2020.
Right. That's what it is.
And we didn't have one. So now we're trying to re-up. We want all the community. We want everybody to come together. If you're excited about 14, if you're excited about what could be announced, apparently there's going to be some announcements and then a live letter following.
Yep.
So we'll talk all about that and hang out. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm so ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's going to be it for part one. In part two, we're going to play Black Character Jeopardy, where I will get these folks to try to guess as many black video game characters as they can. And I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about it, guys.
Who came up with this bit?
Me. I did. Happy Black History Month, yeah. Y'all. We'll be back for more Checkpoint Daily.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Working around bugs in Cyberpunk 2077, but your stomach is making you hangry? Cure your craving with Zaxby's. No need to hit pause. Order Zaxby's famous chicken, sandwiches, and salads for pickup and delivery on the Zaxby's app or over at Zaxby's.com. Cruise the streets of Cyberpunk's Night City while it arrives at your doorstep. Just order from Zaxby's indescribably good menu on the app or online and never miss a moment of game time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Your host, Norris Howard, here alongside Callie Scales and Chad Callahan, coming to us from the crib because he's snowed in. But I will say this, if you are looking for even more video game news or maybe just a couple more laughs, make sure you guys check out our national radio show. You could go to our website, checkpointxp.com, for all of your local listings. It's a show that's super funny. We got James, we got Weird Beard, we got Robbie over there. So make sure you guys take a listen and have a blast because it's a great show. Now, it's Black History Month. This has been a full week. We haven't done anything specific for Black History Month, and I'm disappointed in y'all. So I've taken it upon myself, all right, to do our first official Black History Month segment where we're going to do Black Video Game Jeopardy.
Oh, boy, where we all find out how unknowingly racist Kelly and Chad actually are.
Listen, I can forgive ignorance.
Yeah.
I can forgive ignorance.
I think we should do trans character Jeopardy. This character is the only trans character in video games.
That's what I just say. All two?
Yeah, both of them.
Right?
There's like six, maybe.
But anyway.
I will say that this is a failure on my side because I'm just bad with character names in general. Now, if this was a Black actor Jeopardy, I would dominate because I know every actor name ever.
Well, if
I'm
you can,
pretty good at
I'll
that
say,
one.
If you can describe the character with more than just he's a Black guy.
We will.
Then we'll count it.
We
don't have to
maybe
remember the name.
Him. All right.
So, because this is Jeopardy, you will have to answer in the form of a question.
Okay, okay.
All right. I will give a clue, and you will then respond.
Oh, God.
So, and then I'll go around. I'll usually pick Chad first because Chad is away from us.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I want to go to Chad first. So, here we go.
God.
Our first character. This loving father is also known as an eco-terrorist who decided that blowing things up was better than peaceful protest.
Thank God you gave me the easy one first. All right, Barrett.
Ooh, can I answer?
Yeah.
Who is Barrett?
Yeah, Callie gets the point.
I already forgot the rules.
Callie gets the point.
All right, I'm
there
on the board.
Yeah, Callie is on the board. So now I will go to Callie first.
Yep.
This pistolero has spent the better part of his career searching for his missing wife, but now she has returned.
Who is Lucien?
Correct. I told you I was going to get you some softballs.
League of Legends.
So we got Callie.
Oh, well, okay. I'm already. See, this is good where it's getting screwed because these are games I haven't even played.
You got Callie with 2 points, and now it's about to get way harder. Those were softballs.
Okay, the softballs are out. Yeah, a softball to Chad and a softball to me. I get
it.
Yep. Okay.
So now we're going to go to Chad. And Chad, if you miss, Callie can steal.
Got it.
Have fun, Callie.
Another loving father who has spent the better part of the game trying to save his only son from a crystalline death.
Oh, gosh. It's the guy from Final Fantasy 13. Who is the guy from Final Fantasy 13?
Great job, Chad.
His name is Saj.
Can you steal?
Who is Saj?
Thank you.
I wanted to say Saz, but I was like, that's Victor Saz, and it was throwing me off.
that's bad.
Callie with 3 points.
Yeah.
Hey, I said the guy from Final Fantasy 13.
That's not his name.
That's what I would expect you to know. You played FF13.
Anyway, here we go.
Ish. I only remember 13.
Nope, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. Chad with a goose egg, Callie with 3. Here we go. This pugilist known as the Crazy Buffalo has been slapping people over the head since 1991.
Oh, God. Okay, so it's Street Fighter. Oh, God, what's his name? You would ask me a fighting game question. I don't know it. Chad,
all right,
do you know
Chad?
It?
I couldn't tell you a single character's name other than Chun-Li.
Who is Balrog?
I had a B
Balrog.
Name. Dang it.
Who is Balrog? So we still got Chad with Goose Egg. And we got Callie with 3. Moving on.
I think this is Bull. I say 2. I have 2. I'm going
to
die on this hill.
You have 0,
I got
Chad.
2.
Chad.
You have 1 at most.
Chad, you have 0. All right. Now
you will not go against Alex Trebek.
That's right. You have 0, and I'm Alex today. Here we go. This Native American and Egyptian woman is literally my favorite character. Literally, Chad.
Okay. Native American Egyptian woman. Well, what's her name? Chick from Overwatch. Who is Chick from Overwatch?
Chad. You can search it on your computer. We can't look at you.
I'm not cheating. I don't want to cheat.
I'm just saying, if you wanted at least a point, you could.
Who is Farrah?
Thank you, Callie. Callie with 4. Farrah. Chad with a goose egg. You're bad at this.
That said, I didn't know who it was until Chad said Overwatch.
Anyway.
I am good at
You're not good at this, is the point. You're not good at this. That's the point.
No,
anyway,
I'm not good at any of these.
This one's, they're about to get way harder.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. This is about to get way harder. Here we are. This photojournalist is a part of a series that everyone wants to come back, was announced, and we never heard from the series again.
This photojournalist is part of a series
that was announced.
That was announced.
The sequel was announced, excuse me.
And then it never happened.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you they're about to get hard.
I say photojournalist. Pass. I don't know. Yeah.
Chat?
The only thing that's even remotely coming, who is someone from Fatal Frame?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Who is that?
Jade from Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh!
Never played that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. When the heck is Beyond Good and Evil 2 coming out?
Never.
The answer is never.
All right. We got a few left. So we go. This sanguine Brazilian is also one of the most famous musicians in his world. Chad, this goes to you first.
A sanguine Brazilian.
Sanguine Brazilian.
And when I say sanguine, I do not mean blood.
Oh, crap. Okay, well, I was thinking of Vampire Man.
I don't know.
You got to get at least one chance.
I can't even fathom, I guess.
You're terrible.
I pass. Callie.
Callie.
Sanguine Brazilian.
Time.
Okay, yeah. Don't know.
Who is Lucio?
Lucio. Oh, Lucio. Overwatch again.
Who
is Lucio?
Okay, interesting. I didn't know he was Brazilian.
Yes.
So when you said sanguine.
Sanguine is like happy.
Gotcha. Okay.
Exuberant.
I couldn't get off bloody in my head.
Yeah, when someone has a sanguine personality, they're exuberant. My thesaurus is working today. All right, here we go. We only got a few more left, guys.
All right.
This capoeira practitioner is also home to one of the funkiest themes on his stage. This capoeira practitioner has one of the funkiest themes to his stage.
What does capoeira mean?
It's a fighting style.
Oh, okay.
This goes to Cali.
God. Oh, what's his name? Come on.
It's there. I see it in your mind.
Yes, the weird voodoo guy from Street Fighter.
Incorrect.
No.
We are moving to Chad. Chad.
It's a fighting game. I don't even know. I don't
who
know
is
fighting games. I don't know any of these.
Incorrect. Dalsim's Indian.
Indian. Fair enough.
Who is Eddie Gordo? Who is Eddie Gordo from Tekken?
What game?
Oh, Tekken. I've never played a Tekken game.
All right. We got two more left.
All right. Oh, God.
Here we go.
I was doing so good at the start.
She has recently had one of the best VR games made ever in the history of VR games, in which she stars.
Is it me? Is it me?
It's
first?
Chat.
Yeah. No.
Who
crap.
Is, who is Alex?
I'll give it to you. Who is Alex Vance? Vance?
Yeah, but I didn't realize
she was
black. I
didn't know last name, but I knew
her dad's black.
Oh, that's true. Fair enough. Fair point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Last one. This is gonna go to Cal.
All right. So one second. I gotta give Chad a point. He's on the board.
Yeah, give Chad a point. Here we go. With signature moves known as the Mekken Kuzupu and the Hellzone Grenade, this fighter is one of the most popular characters in a legacy anime.
The Mekken Kuzupu? That would be, who is Piccolo from Dragon Ball FighterZ?
Cali is correct! Piccolo!
Oh, you even gave a game, too. That's all right.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I forgot the Hellzone Grenade, but I'm like, oh, the Mechacon Sapo.
Yes,
yeah.
The good old Special Beam
Special
Cannon.
Special Beam Cannon, as we know it in North America, which, by the way, is one of the greatest translations ever, where the voice actor had to just be like, absolutely not.
I can't
what
do
does
that.
It look like? It's like a beam with a circular beam around it.
Beam cannon
it
there
is.
There you go. Anyway, guys, that is going to be it for Black Character Jeopardy. What is our total, Callie?
5-1 I won that one.
5-1
See, this is bull. I play one of the games you even listed.
I was, and you know, the crazy thing is we didn't hit a whole lot of the ones that I knew. It wasn't until I started getting the context clues that I remembered them. But I was thinking like, all right, Coach from Left 4 Dead 2.
Yep.
Jax and Jackie Briggs from Mortal Kombat. And I think Jade also.
Jade has been retconned to be British Indian.
Interesting.
Tanya is black, though.
Okay. There was Tyrael in Diablo 3.
Yep.
Rodan in Bayonetta.
I thought about giving you Rodan as your softball.
I was going to say, like, I think I would know that one. Like, those were, like, the names that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about that. But the point is, guys, is what I'm saying is that there are plenty of memorable black characters in video games, but it's too easy for you guys to forget them. But these are characters that I've remembered from my whole life, mm-hmm. and I've latched onto them very, very closely. But I'm happy to see that Cali is at least not a massive disappointment.
I got, I believe,
again,
5 of 8.
If you gave me games I actually played, Chad, I might have gotten them.
That's like, do you go on Jeopardy and say, oh, man, at least these are the categories of my field of study? No.
Hey. Do you see me on Jeopardy?
No, that's a good point.
You know what?
Chad.
That's reasonable.
That's a reasonable point. Anyway, with that said, that's going to be it for our Friday episode of Checkpoint Daily. We will be back on Monday. And don't forget, Callie and I will be live later this evening on our Twitch channel to talk and share and enjoy of the Final Fantasy 14 Revelation stream. We don't know.
Or be horribly disappointed.
Or be horribly disappointed.
Could go either way.
This could be, it could be like a revamp of the merch store. We don't know.
Square Enix is known for angering us, so.
Yeah, legit. I don't know what this could be. I have no idea.
I mean, it's the trailer for the new expansion.
Even if it is, I don't know what else could be coming.
Yeah.
But we're going to be there for it. If you want to join us, like we said, the channel will be going up around 8 o'clock Eastern time. twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We'll be there. For Cali Scales and Chad Callahan, we will see you all Monday. Have a great weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.